Malachim Aleph Perek Chof. This parak discusses how Hashem had given Achav, the evil king of Yisrael, a final last chance for tshuva. After all the idols Achav set up for Yisrael, Hashem miraculously had Achav win two wars against Ben-Hadad, king of Aram. However, as we will learn, Achav failed to learn his lesson and remained stubborn by not doing tshuva, which was to result in his eventual death in Pasuk Aleph. Vayiven Hadad. Ben-Hadad Melech Aram Kavat es Kol Chelo Shloshim Ushnayim Melech Ito. And the king Hadad of Aram gathered together his army and 32 other kings with him. Ben-Hadad initially sent messengers to Achav, demanding Achav surrender his silver, gold, women, and children. Achav consented. Ben-Hadad then related to send over the goods immediately, as Ben-Hadad is planning to send in his soldiers tomorrow and take anything that is desirable for him to have, as it says in Pasuk Vav, Vayakol machmar einecha yasimu biyadim ulakochu. Anything that is desirable in our eyes, we will take. Rashi says this is direct reference to the Torah, as the Torah is more desirable than gold and pearls. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuf Beis Amud Beis, why did Achav merit to rule over Yisrael for 22 years? Because Achav protected the Torah, which was written with 22 letters of the Alphabet. Rav Madwali explains, Ben-Hadad wanted Achav to hand over the Sefer Torah, because the Torah is the Iker Kedusha, main source of holiness Yisrael has. As the Torah is the source of all Kedusha, Hashem wanted to test Achav to see if he would hand over the Torah to the side of Tumah, impurity, surrendering the Kedusha of Yisrael. By Achav not handing over the Torah, he merited to have the two upcoming miracles of battle. After Achav consulted with the elders of Yisrael, he decided not to give in to the second request of Ben-Hadad and not to hand over the Torah. Achav told Ben-Hadad sharply not to boast until the war is over and we will see who shall win. Ben-Hadad received the message when he was drunk and prepared for battle. And Pasuk Yod Gimel, V'hinei Navi Echa Nigash El Achav. And there was one Navi who came to Achav, a true Navi. The Matsudas and Rashi both point out, he was the Navi Michayahu Ben Yimla, who told Achav, Hashem will have you defeat Ben-Hadad in battle. Achav wondered how and who will lead. Michayahu Ben Yimla told him, the Nare Sare Hamadinos, the children of officers will, and you will lead in battle. The Radak points out, the ranking officers' kids who were raised around royalty were the Nare Sare Hamadinos. Note, this was to make the defeat more miraculous because they were untrained soldiers. Yisrael at that time was 7,000 people, and the new crew for battle was only 232 men. The Pasuk Tezayin through Chav Aleph, the new crew went out to Ben-Hadad when he was drunk and defeated Ben-Hadad, king of Aram, in the first battle. However, Ben-Hadad himself escaped on a chariot. The same prophet, Michayahu ben Yimla, returned and told Achav to prepare for another battle in 1 year's time. The Radak points out this was a reference to Achav, who was supposed to repent to Hashem by fortifying himself spiritually after the miracle of the 232 Nare Sare Hamadinos had just won the battle. And Pasuk Chav Beis through Lamed, in the meantime, Ben-Hadad planned to fight Yisrael next in the valley. Ben-Hadad reasoned, Hashem is only God of the mountains and not the valley. Yisrael's army was scattered out by Ben-Hadad, and Ben-Hadad prepared his army accordingly. Achav again was told by the Navi Michayahu ben Yimla to stand strong in battle. The two armies encamped across from each other for 7 days. Yisrael miraculously killed 100,000 soldiers of Aram in 1 day, and an additional 27,000 soldiers were miraculously killed when the walled city of Aphek fell on top of them. In Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Ben-Hadad went into hiding. Ben-Hadad decided to put on sackcloth with a rope around his neck to surrender to Achav. Achav accepted the surrender and wrongfully let Ben-Hadad live. Ben-Hadad gave out over many cities to Achav and sealed a treaty, and they sealed a treaty with each other. Note, Ben-Hadad wanted to appeal to the Jewish compassion, which was indeed misplaced in this case, as Achav was supposed to kill Ben Hadad, and Pasuk Lamed Hei through Men Gimel, which is the end of the Perek, the Navi turns his attention to how the prophet Michayahu ben Yimla told Ahab he will die. The prophet Michayahu ben Yimla elicited someone to hit him. However, the first person asked would not dare. For not listening to the word of Hashem, the first person who was asked was killed by a lion. The Mefarshim explained, this was to show that Ahab, who did not listen to Hashem, was deserving of death for going against the prophet's words. The prophet Michayahu ben Yimla again asked to be hit. A person complied, and Michayahu ben Yimla was injured. Michayahu ben Yimla then put a scarf over his head and disguised himself. He saw Ahab on the street. Michayahu pretended he was in charge of guarding an enemy and was negligent and had let the enemy escape. King Ahab then told Michayahu, not knowing it was Michayahu the prophet, that he's deserving of death. Michayahu then revealed his true identity to King Ahab. Michayahu told Ahab, the same applies to the king who let Ben-Hadad escape and is therefore deserving of death. That's the end of the parak. Thank you very much for listening and have a wonderful day.